It's a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, who joins us each Monday. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I'll name a word, and you go for the story here. Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon, who is considering a primary challenge this year against Governor Cuomo, apparently last week after it came out that she was poised to get in the race, they liked the reaction from Governor Cuomo, calling her a B-level celebrity, saying that it was their Mayor de Blasio or Vladimir Putin who are pushing her candidacy, and that name recognition really doesn't matter. But even if it did, he'd be more worried about Billy Joel and Angelina Jolie. They see that as a governor who has some fear about Cynthia Nixon.
Sticky, perhaps, situation the Working Families Party is in New York.
Yeah, the Working Families Party, which is a progressive minor party that originally was set up by the unions, they really, if they had their druthers, would pick a candidate both for the Democratic primary and their own line that was not Governor Cuomo. A lot of their members don't feel the governor is progressive enough, but there's a political reality. They need 50,000 votes to stay on the ballot, and the unions that are left that still fund them significantly are for the governor. So there's kind of a civil war brewing about which direction to go in.
Some of our listeners may remember Nancy Pelosi standing with Governor Andrew Cuomo saying they were going to work together to knock out the GOP congresspeople in New York. To that end, it looks like the governor is going to do an ad blitz at the GOP when it comes to guns.
Yeah, the governor this week is launching a gun control effort. It's going to include a TV ad that really promotes him and what he's done on the issue, notably the SAFE Act passage after Newtown, saying that while others grieved, the governor acted, and not many people do, trying to draw a distinction between what's going on, what he did, and what's going on in Washington after the Parkland, Florida shooting. But there's also going to be a digital ad campaign that will target at least 7 of the 9 congressional members who are Republican from New York, and it's going to try and link them to the NRA. The governor has said that one of his goals this year is to try and help the Democrats recapture Congress and recapture the House, and this is one way he's going to do it.
Something you don't hear every day. Millionaires, at least some, want New York to tax them.
Yeah, 33 millionaires are getting ready to send a letter to Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders as the budget negotiations heat up, saying, hey, we have a good way to help close the $4.4 billion deficit is taxing the wealthy more. They disagree that it would actually drive millionaires like them out of state.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. Ken, thank you.
Be well.